Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. If you all have a white candle or any candle you might have, if you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all of the people here tonight with your white light.
What it is 5 years ago, my ex-husband now killed our son. I'm trying to come off all of medication and come out of this fog, this emotional numbness, and I'm really having a hard time not reaching for a bottle.
But I'm feeling regret about things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cried.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Open-mindedness and non-judgment. I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedove.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Power! coming from no prophet. Just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall make. When we all can and hate.
Welcome to the show. That was a song ready to come on. I clicked it off. So you might have thought the computer all of a sudden jammed or something. My guest tonight is Greg Keen, who's been up in Lilydale for 30-plus years. Psychic medium, amazing. He's been on HBO, the Oprah Network, and he's been here on Jill Radio for well over 2 years. Probably close to three, and we've just had amazing shows each week, and always a great time, and the connections are amazing. And as we are getting set up, and we invite you to call in 347-884-8245. I want to play just a little clip. It's about 5 minutes is all of one of Greg's readings that was done here recently on a show just 3-4 weeks ago is all. And it's an amazing reading. Gives you a perspective of the quality and accuracy and the humbleness and the care that Greg gives to every caller week in, week out. This is Greg Keen. There's no other side, you know, of Greg. This is him. And there's, you know, as I've always believed in spirituality, that there's no room for ego. And definitely Greg practices and does that every day. And you know, and that's why I'm so happy to have guests on like Greg. And you know, I just don't, you know, it bothers me when guests come on and they have such egos and it's all about them. And I just, you know, as I said before, 2013, and Journey of Light, some people may and may not like it, but Journey of Light 2013 is going to be real. It's going to be authentic. We're not going to go against what spirit has at least led me to go down, and you know, if things are wrong, things are not right. You know, we're not going to continue with a certain guest or with a certain caller or with a certain person in the chat room. This show, Journey of Light, Journey into the Light, is a safe place for people to come for peace, for healing, for love. And, you know, whenever you do a radio show, you're always going to have, as a host, you know, the distractors out there and the people that, you know, who think, you know, when you do a show, especially like this, and you do it under principles there are always going to be the people out there that are going to say things behind your back, and that's whatever they want to do, that's fine, but I'm not going to go there. They can make their own, whatever. I just think each year, we are growing, we are learning, and isn't it all that we're supposed to, you know, just try to do a little better the next day, you know? So let's listen to a clip here of Greg Keane here, and I'll be right back with everybody here in just a couple of minutes here.
It allows you to meet other people and enjoy other people even more. It leaves everything being neutral in a way that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You've been noticing the left-hand side of your body, lower body, bothers you a little bit recently?
Yeah.
Because I get pain in my body with you as I'm talking to you, and I feel lower left-hand side is bothering you. I feel like you've had twinges of pain off and on, and to the point at times you put your hand on your body a couple times.
Yeah. I thought it was maybe my work, because I'm on my feet a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. I want to be careful of any infection or anything disruptive in your body concerning femoral area of your body.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like you had something bother you a short time ago, but you blew it off.
I did.
Yeah, I know you did.
And that's so funny because today I said, I'm going to make an appointment. I guess I need to do it sooner than before.
I think you need to do it and get it done. And I think you'll come up with a small problem. You can take care of it. It's no big deal. But I just feel the energy around that, and I feel the need to get it done. Also, just recently,
oh my God.
You were just going through a thing where your left hand was cramping.
Yeah.
Because my left hand was cramping here as I'm sitting here and talking to you, and I feel like that's an experience you've been having.
I have, and I thought it was just probably stress or, I worry a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a doctor, I can't prescribe here, but I want to say I really feel you're lacking some basic vitamins and minerals in your life. And I feel that they're lacking them in your body, and that's allowing your muscles to pull up and cramp. And I feel like if you have the right things in your body, I'm not a doctor, can't prescribe, but it's like runners take zinc, iron, calcium, potassium. I mean, they do different things to keep everything working right. Well, I feel like there's something very low in your system that's allowing your body to react in this way where you're having a cramping feeling. I also feel, too, your fingers would tingle at times.
Mm-hmm.
True?
You're exactly right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And you have a woman on the spirit side of life with you that loves you very much. She cares very deeply about you. And she said to me, she says, tell this young lady she's got to be taking care of herself instead of trying to take care of everybody else in the world.
I'm a lot like her.
Oh, you are a lot like her, honey. That's for sure. Well, she's with you, loves you, and watches over you. Also, would you recognize her liking the purple flowers?
She likes them?
Yeah, she liked the purple flowers.
Okay.
When she was in the living, she liked purple flowers.
Yeah, she loves flowers, rose. When she could find a time, she would definitely go out in the garden.
Well, I feel she loves you and she's there for you, and she's showing me the purple flowers, which to me is a symbol of healing also, and she's helping you heal. Because she said to me, you've been rerunning in your mind over and over and over, where did I invest my time, my energy, my emotions, and my love? Where have I invested it that was a good investment? Where have I invested it where was a bad investment? And it never really, let's say, gained the energy and gave back to you. That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Because I see her with you and there for you. And she told me also, she goes, would you tell her to get off this kick about getting fat?
Oh, my.
Now, tell me about that one there.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She's teasing you, and she said to me, she said, tell her she could pinch an inch.
Wow.
Well, she's with you, and I feel love from her, and she's teasing you about it. And she said, she said, let's get off this kick about being fat. She says, let's get skinny when we want to be skinny and feel good. Okay?
Okay.
Because I see getting things on track here, and I think you're going to be doing better. Also, would you recognize now, what year is your car?
It's old. It's 19. It's like 1997.
Okay. You just recently had trouble with a mirror?
Yes, my front windshield wipers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they're showing me a mirror, and they're talking about a mirror not working right, or it won't hold the position you want to keep it in.
Yeah.
And then she said to me that, for God's sakes, don't go out in the rain.
Oh my God, this is...
What's that?
This is incredible. This is incredible.
Well, she said to me, for God's sake, don't go out in the rain.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I was out last week, and I had to stop at my stepbrother's house because the windshield wiper stopped working. I couldn't see. I had my son in the car. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't get home. Like, I can't drive when it's raining.
Well,
and I live in Florida, so I got to get it done.
Well, she wants you to know she's with you. And she's riding with you, and she said to me, she says, it's about time we get some things fixed.
Yeah.
And also, you've been debating this a little bit now. How old is your son?
8, and I have a 9-year-old, 8 and 9-year-old.
9-year-old's first name?
Lowell. We call him Lowell.
I feel the older one is very quiet in a way.
Very quiet.
I get a real quiet energy, very reserved energy, doesn't let everybody know too much. Now, would you recognize he's made a comment to you recently about somebody being in his room? He felt somebody?
Oh, my gosh!
Because they're showing me that they're visiting him, and they want you to know they're there, and they love him and love you, and they watch over both of you, all three of you. And they want you to know that they're doing that.
And they want you to realize. He told me.
It's grandpa.
I was scared to mention it because I'm like, he's a child. I know you shouldn't say that, but he's not psychic or nothing. They just visit.
Oh yeah, he's very intuitive.
He's very, so all that stuff is true?
Oh, absolutely. He's seeing spirit all the time. Remember him telling me that one time he wanted to stay in your room?
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's seeing spirit, and I feel that there were so many spirits there, it freaked him out a bit, and he wanted to come stay with you.
Yes, when he was a baby, when he was a little baby, he used to always get in his brother's crib at night, and I tell Lowell, you can't get in Landon's crib at night. You know, I'm thinking he'll wake him up, and then I'll get up. But he told me when he told me about what he was seeing that the reason why he got in because he would see this scary thing on the roof, you know, on the ceiling.
On the ceiling, and it freaked him out, and he didn't want to be there then. And I saw their spirit around him. They love him. They watch over him. There are guardian angels there. I don't feel any fear needed for that. And I
just
something he'll open up more, but he's very quiet and very observant. And he sees and feels and senses a lot more than he says. But I feel like if you just show him that you're interested in that and that you feel good about it because you all have guardian angels and they're with us, I think that's going to calm him down more and he'll open up more and say things that he hasn't said because he looks at things at times and says, well, they're not going to believe me.
You know what?
Okay, welcome back. Now we are live here on Journey of Light. You know that
that reading of Greg's, I could listen to that day after day and still never be bored. And it's like, you know, we could play that and no one would know it. We weren't even live. That incredible reading by Greg, and I apologize for some people who might think, you know, I'm wasting time or whatever. I don't think I am. But I want to show people, especially people that are new, the talents of Greg Kane are just amazing. And I so believe in Greg, and it's an honor to have Greg here weekly. So we're going to go to Greg here in just a minute here, and call on in for a reading, 347-884-8245. And someone in the chat room says, I'm interested to hear Greg. The last show was awesome. So, yes. Okay, and one thing I need to talk about here before we get started, you guys who have been listening or reading my Facebook post would know this already. This is the 24th. Each month on the 24th, our Blog Talk bill of $250 is due. And if you're listening to me right now, I hope you're like stopping what you're doing and listening, because Journey in the Light, we are at a point where the bill is due tonight for Blog Talk Radio, and I've been talking about this for the last several days. And until tonight, I haven't even received one donation, and I do thank Jenny in the chat room for starting it and giving a donation. But we still have $225 to raise tonight to keep Journey in the Light on the air. And I will promise to extend this show a little bit because of the time I am taking. But let me just tell you, you know, there's a lot of haters out there who say, you know, why do I have to ask for donations? Well, because number one, this show to produce, to make, is not free, and it hasn't been free for a very long time. It has cost $250 a month, and that's just a Blog Talk fee. And what a lot of people don't understand of putting this show together every day and having new guests on and many guests, it takes months to get them on. And I mean, I will find guests that I'm interested in having, and I will email, let's say, 50, okay? Out of that 50, if I get one or two responses, I'm lucky, okay? That is the work that has to be done to continue to fill our guest spots. So what I'm saying is, obviously, to do this show, and it's helped so many people, you know, I have to raise a whole lot more money than just the $250 for the Blog Talk fee. But that's the only amount I ask for our listeners to support. The other parts about calling in and buying a reading, that's all up to you. But as far as this is the only thing, the rest of the funds that I have to raise, I do that myself through advertising, through guest appearances, and just so, you know, and just because you see so many guests on, you can't assume, okay, each one is paying and each one is paying this much. It doesn't work that way. So some people say very hurtful things on other sites, and you know, that used to faze me. It doesn't anymore. And it shouldn't, because I know this show helps so many people. It has helped so many people that have been on the brink of suicide, that as long as I can continue to fund this show, I will not stop. And I don't care what people say on other sites
and the BS they say, it's totally, you know, I've seen that for 4 years. You know, just go somewhere else, and, you know, and if you don't like Journey of Light, you know, go somewhere else. But what I am saying is, you try it. You try to do a show like this every night, this many hours. Go through all the shows I've done in the past and make sure that there are some days that you do six-hour shows like I did, and then support your family on it. Okay? This is my livelihood. I have invested myself into helping people, just like Feed the Children do and other great support groups. And this show, so the show doesn't run free, and the show cost is not just the Blog Talk fee. And how, anyway, I just want to say we need your help. We need your support tonight. Please go to our website if you love this show. If you listen to this show, this is the only night I need your support. The rest of the month, it's all up to you if you want to give or buy a reading or buy a membership. That's all up to you. Okay? But tonight, I need your support, and I'm asking for it. I don't know what else to say, and we will give you readings tonight with Greg Keane, one of the very best out there. And go to the website. It is journeyintothelight.org. Click on either buy a reading or click on the PayPal button. That will get you there. And if you're calling in, just let me know in the chat room you made a donation. I will keep updated here through the night where we stand on the amount. Okay? I want to read one comment in the chat room. Someone here saying, I'm going through the same with people trashing me. There is something wrong with them, not you. Normal, healthy people don't try to destroy other humans. And gosh, amen to that. That is so correct. You know, so many times I will tell you guys that, you know, like this happened and that happened, but, you know, I don't ever mention names or that's not the spiritual way to be. But great comment there. Finally home. Okay. I am going to start the show, and thanks for listening, and let's join in live now from Florida. This is psychic medium Reverend Greg Keane to the show. Welcome, Greg. How you doing?
Doing good, Michael. I just got out of there in time. They got a foot of snow in 3 hours shortly after I left.
Oh, wow. When did you leave? What day was that?
Well, I was going to leave Friday, and I had a dream Thursday night not to go Friday, and I found out then Saturday going through Virginia that they had a snowstorm there and they had blocked the roads up, and when we came through it was all clear. A buddy of mine drove down with me and we drove down and we had all clear roads all the way through, but if we'd have left a day early we'd have gotten stuck in Virginia.
Oh, wow.
So it's been snowing like crazy up there. We just saw pictures of snow on a car up there in my driveway that was like 2 feet deep. So it's been nasty. It was something like, I'm pretty sure she said 14 below zero wind chill factor. The actual temperature was one below.
Oh, wow.
So when I left up there, with a small utility trailer, and we had no snow all the way down, and no problem, no rain, nothing. We just rolled right through.
Wow. Just in time. Yeah.
I think Spirit took care of us. Got here about, I think it was about 7:30 Sunday night. And then Monday morning I got started with people here at the office. And Tuesday night I had the circle. And I've been going strong ever since.
Well, great. I'm glad you made it out. And I'm sure you're in beautiful weather now.
Well, we're driving around today with the windows open. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It must feel so great, you know, because you came from such a drastic change, and you know, most people don't
do
that. Yeah.
Well, I have to push the button on my remote now for my car to find it because it's clean. It was so dirty when I come down. I mean, there was no problem recognizing the car. It was just the dirtiest one in the parking lot, and now I got it cleaned up and everything, and it's like, oh my God, what a difference!
Okay, well, great, Greg. What do you see coming up for 2013? You know, it's I see a lot of people caught. You know, like Lance Armstrong. You know, you've talked mm-hmm. about the last couple of years. You know, people coming clean, people not being able to get away with stuff, and you know, that's a good example.
Well, it's a real good example, Michael, because there are so many people that have gotten away with things in government. If you look at things right now. For example, not to go off in a political way, but, you know, the one situation here that happened recently, I'm trying to remember exactly the whole news bit, but the Republicans voted something while one Democrat was out of town and voted it so they could manipulate a whole state. And it was really interesting how they did it, and it's really well known, and people recognized why they did what they did. And it's just such a manipulative energy, and it's like people are going to get caught for that. I find it amazing. People really think they're getting away with things, and they're able to do it at whatever level, and they're going to be caught at it. There's no hiding it anymore. It's just going to be right out on the surface, and it's going to be manipulated in that manner, and they're going to get caught. And I find that doesn't matter whether it's a janitor or all the way up in government, they're going to get caught. So I think we're going to have an interesting time watching all the things occur that are really going to take people back a bit and make them realize, hey, wait a minute here, there certainly is truth, there certainly is honesty, but you know how people talk about, well, karmically, you know, things will come back? Well, I really feel that's been magnified recently, and karmically things are coming back at people, and they're really going to get hit with it, and it's going to wake them up. It's going to really wake them up because they can't keep playing the game they played. I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly what was on the news, but they changed all the voting situations in this one state, so it benefited them and them alone, which was a very unfair move, not an illegal move, but a very unfair move, and they've done that, and now it's going to be coming out more, and people are going to be angry about it, and it's like, look what's happened, look what they've gotten away with maneuvering, and it's just showing how manipulative people really are, you know, and then, you know, you talk about people getting raises. Here's our problems in the world around us and in our United States here. And there's different people in governmental levels. They're giving themselves big raises again. And it's like, okay, everybody else is pouring in the street and don't have a job, but, you know, they're getting their big raises. So you see things surfacing, and it's not going to be as easily hidden as it used to be. I mean, I've been watching a lot of things happen like that, from really newsworthy things to more minor things. It's all coming out. I'll share this with the audience. You're looking at people and friendships. I think everyone has been having more things happen where they recognize someone lied to them or about them, or they pulled some things on them that may have been pulled on a little while ago. But now it's coming out that was done, and they're recognizing it. And it's really quite amazing how many things are happening in that form. I've watched it in my own life a few times here where things have been coming out and happening.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's all coming to the surface. But you're right, you know. I saw where Congress was, you know, voting in another pay increase for themselves. And, you know, here we are. We're broke. We don't got the money.
Mm-hmm.
We're broke. Yeah.
And we're supposed to trust them to take care of things. And it's like they give themselves a pay increase, like they don't have enough money now.
Yeah. And you know, Greg, we're so broke, you know, but we're sending all this money overseas. I don't understand that either. Like, if we personally are broke, we don't got money personally to send over to other friends and all that. You know, it makes no sense.
Well, I find it amazing. I had a gentleman, I don't know this to be fact, but I had a gentleman tell me one time, with all the money we give the other countries, which is trillions of dollars, all right, we give the other countries, just give it to them. They treat us really badly, but we still give them all this money. If we had all the money we were giving out, we would be pretty close to not having a debt. So it's like, Can you imagine that much money going out to all these other countries and how we're treated in the world? I'm sorry, if somebody treats me badly, you know, I don't see any reason to do extra for them. And I don't see a reason for our country to do extra for these other countries when they just abuse us. And I look at all that energy going on, and I just see it as such a regular thing that's done all the time and expected. And, you know, people do a bad job and they give themselves a raise. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think that just sort of goes against any of the belief systems I've had. You know, you do a good job, you might get a raise, but you're not going to do a bad job and get a raise.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, well, spiritually, I feel we're going to have a lot of happen on the earth plane, and we're going to have a lot more happening in the volcanic energy level. We're going to have a lot more happen here where people are going to recognize what the big business is doing in a sense of going for oil, going for gas, different things where it's ruining things in the earth. And like they did in Ohio, they had a whole bunch of earthquakes. In Pennsylvania, they had a whole bunch of earthquakes from them fracking and doing different things. And it's like, quick buck, they're making money. You know, when they were showing on the, they had it on the computer, but they also had it on TV one time where they were showing the gentleman turning on his water, and he had a lighter for a grill, and he lit the water that was coming out of his water faucet. And that was after they'd done all the fracking. So it's like, you look at all the stuff happening, truth is coming out, and people are just going to really start waking up because, you know, I had a situation here with myself. Now, to me, if you do work for something and you get paid for something, I think that's just fine, all right? But if you do nothing for it, all right, and charge someone for doing nothing. You know, I had a situation with a bank that they charged me for non-usage. Not using it, not putting them to work, not working them, but not working them. Because I didn't use an account for so many months, 3 months. If I didn't use it for 3 months and I didn't have a transaction in or out of it, they charged me $4. Because I didn't have a transaction. Meaning they didn't have to do any work, but they charged me because I wasn't using it. And I said to him, I said, you know, I always in the past believed that if you're going to do some work for someone, you get paid for it. That's fine. But for non-usage, you're charging me a fee. So it's like there's ways of maneuvering in a financial way, you know, and it's like they keep playing the games to see how much they can do. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. A bunch of games. Well, let's go to the phone lines, but Greg, let everybody know how people can reach you for a reading.
All righty. The 800 number is the same number, 877-947-8778. I'm now in Florida, 877-947-8778. I'm in Florida, and I'll be here now through on into May. And I already have a class running. It's been running through the time span I wasn't here, and we're having fun. And I invite everyone to come down. I've been reading for people that are local here and some travelers that have come down from the north. There's been a few people come down from the north that also beat the weather, too, so it's been interesting. But the phone number would be 877-947-8778. The website to reach me if you want to check things out. In fact, my secretary is talking to me tonight and working on the thought of what's going to be new on the website. We're trying to organize that for the new stuff going on. And that is www.revgregorykehn.com.
Okay, very good. So we're going to start taking callers now, and we are at $170 still needed to pay our Blog Talk bill tonight. So please continue to donate journeyintothelight.org. Click on either buy a reading for debit or credit card orders or the PayPal button, and we will come to your call. Let us know in the chat room your area code when you do donate. Now, if you're not calling in at all, we still need your support, so please go to the website and give what you can, please. Let's go to our first caller up here, area code 702. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My first name is Jolly, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. What's your question?
I wanted a general reading and regarding my career.
I keep seeing two careers in front of you. Would you understand you stepped away from one and you're looking at a new one?
That's correct. I'm looking to start my own business.
Yes, because I kept seeing the one career that I see starting up the other career, and I see you getting it going and getting moving on it. I feel good about it. I just feel like you haven't had the money you need to have in hand yet to get it all going the way you want it.
Sorry?
You haven't had the money in your hand to do all the things you want to do to start the new career.
That's correct. But
and I see you being able to get the money ahead. I feel it's going to take a little bit longer than what you'd like it to, but I feel it's going to work good, and you're going to get moving on that. Also, would you recognize, too, you love your family and you care about them, but sometimes your family makes you a little crazy at times?
Yes.
Because I see some family stress and family problems, and I don't see them wanting to face the idea that what has been going on, they need to change. They need to face things in a different way, and they haven't done so. And it's been really deeply bothering you to go through that and have all that turmoil going on in the manner that it has.
Yes, it's mainly with my brother.
Yes. I feel you're going to get straightened around, but I just see you being calmer and not being as upset as you were before, because I feel like you were getting yourself really upset about things. And I feel now it's at a point where I'm not going to allow myself to be that upset. I'm not going to allow myself to go through that turmoil anymore. I feel like you started to pull back some, and you regrouped on the idea of what you're wanting to do now. And you just recently had a problem on an automobile, mechanically?
I just took my car in for service, so yeah.
Yes, because they were showing me needing fixed, and I feel you're going to get it fixed. It's going to work out good. It'll be fine. But would you recognize you felt also you wanted to change cars, but yet you felt you didn't have the money to do that right now?
I did change my car in August.
Yes, but I'm talking the car you have now, you've gotten fixed or you're getting it fixed. I feel it's going to run, it's going to be okay. But I feel like you've been thinking about it at times. If you had the cash in hand, you really would have changed cars again.
Yes, true.
And I feel you're going to be able to hold on to this one. It's going to run for you and work well. Now, you had a little problem with the noise in the front end of it.
Not that at the moment.
Okay. Keep your ear open for something that would be going on as a noise in the front of the car, and I feel like this will be when you get it back. You may hear a little noise in the front of the car. I want to take it back, have a look at it, and I'll get it fixed.
Okay.
I'm also seeing you making decisions. You've just been thinking recently that you were debating about a love relationship, and you're debating as to whether you felt you could commit to that or not.
True. With a guy in Kenya.
Say it again there?
With a guy in Kenya.
Yes. And would you recognize with him that he wants from you, but he doesn't give back to you as much as you're giving him?
Yes, I feel that way.
Because I just see you stepping back and not getting drawn in and not get sucked in to the energy and the negativity that's there, because I see him wanting to hang on to you because he believes you're making it, you're accomplishing, you're growing, and he wants to hang on to you and you can drag him along. And I'm just seeing you reaching a point where you're going to be done with that.
Yes, that's very true. I am done.
Congratulations, dear. You don't need the problems. He wanted you to send him money. True?
True.
You don't need to be doing that, dear. You need to take care of your life.
That's very true. I do need to take care of my life.
Hi, so you're going to come out fine, but I do see him wanting to hang on, and he wants to manipulate, because at times, dear, he tries to do things to make you feel guilty.
Yes, when I don't communicate with him.
Yes, and he's in Kenya?
Yes.
I feel an energy there of another person he's in a relationship with, but he's looking at the idea that he'd like to get more money from you, because I feel at times he's thinking about coming to the United States.
I don't know if that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see you being the person to take care of everything and be involved in everything, because you don't need to be, and I don't see you allowing yourself to go through that and have that kind of energy bothering you in the way that it was. You're not going to allow it anymore.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're getting stronger.
Thank you.
Just disconnect from that. You don't need the problems. And I'm seeing you moving forward in this world over here in the States. And I'm seeing you having someone you're going to be talking to in the States here that I want to say is very kind, very considerate, very giving. I felt very comfortable with the energy that's going to be there for you. And I see a relationship of someone giving to you and supportive of you more so than you've ever had.
Oh, okay.
It's good energy.
Yeah, awesome.
Good. Good luck with everything, dear. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We do appreciate it and your support. So the update now is we're still needing $170. Please donate to the show. We've only got just tonight left. That's it. You know, I don't want the archives to go down and the whole show to be to go down after midnight. Please support the show. JourneyIntoTheLight.org is the website you go to. Click on either buy a reading or click on the PayPal button. Either way, the buy a reading button is debit or credit cards, and the PayPal button, of course, is with PayPal. You can go and get yourself a one-year pass, get you into all of our regular shows for only $69. It'd be a great time to get that. So let's continue on here with Greg, and let's go to area code 954. Can we get your first name, please, and where you're calling from?
Gloria in Florida. Hi, Michael. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Doing
good. I've been looking forward to a reading, so tell me what you feel.
Tell you what you feel, huh? All righty.
Well, I don't know what to say. There's so much that, you know, I just want to hear what you're feeling, you know, what you pick up.
Where are you at in Florida?
I'm on the East Coast. I'm in outside of, like, Fort Lauderdale. I'm between Fort Lauderdale and Boca.
Well, I feel very good with where you're at there, but I feel energy there that you've been having some thoughts off and on, that not immediately, but the consideration of moving to another home.
Yes.
Because I kept seeing a change of residency. I feel good about it. I think the change will be wonderful for you. And once you make up your mind, I think you'll be very happy with it. I also feel another energy with you. I want to say you love your family, you care about them, but sometimes they make you crazy.
Yeah. You're right on that.
And you just pulled back recently and felt like, I'm not going to make the deliberate attempt to communicate that for a while you were.
My kids have been acting up lately, and I've kind of, like, pulled back.
Mm-hmm. How old is the child?
They're twins. They're 21. They're at that age, you know.
Yeah. First names?
Brian and Stacy.
Would you understand Brian can be the ringleader there at times?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the one that's totally, honestly, he's totally cut me off. I haven't heard from him in a year.
Well, the energy I feel there is I see him a ringleader, and I feel with him, as long as he can hurt you, he feels good about it because he can get away with controlling. And I see him wanting to do that and manipulate more. But what I feel there is your daughter, in one level, wants to manipulate, but on another level, she really is compassionate.
Oh, yeah. I think she's torn.
Very torn, and she doesn't want to lose her brother, and she feels she loves him and cares about him. But I also feel with her, she doesn't agree with him.
No, I know she doesn't.
And but I feel another energy there that I want to say, she at times plays back and forth between the two of you. She'll be closer to you, then she's supportive of him. Then she's closer to you, then she's supportive of him. And I feel like that's going to blow up more because I'm seeing you reaching a point where I feel you're making her realize that she has to make choices in her life and that she can't keep playing the game she was playing.
Yeah, but I don't think, I mean, he's part of the problem, but he's not the main issue. I have other issues, other people mm-hmm. that are involved that are really causing the major problems.
Well, I'm not saying who's the issue, who isn't the issue. I'm just saying what I see, and
right.
that's what I'm seeing there. But
right.
I also feel an energy there with other members of the family that are playing into this.
Oh, yeah, there are.
And I'm just seeing you looking at it now that it's like, you know what? God bless them all, somewhere else, preferably further away, because you don't need to be involved in the negativity anymore.
Yeah, I've kind of like cut myself off from all of it, all the drama.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I think it's great that you have, because I feel a need for you to continue doing it. And don't get suckered in by a couple of emails or texts or phone calls, because I get a feeling here that I'm trying to like almost like throw the bait out there to see if you'd bite.
Well, I'm the one that's texting, like, my daughter or my son. My son, I text him. I send him a birthday card. Nothing. Completely nothing for a whole year. My daughter, I just sent her a Facebook message saying I love and miss you both, you know, and
mm-hmm.
nothing. And I know it's going to take time with her. I think there's hope for her, but I don't know.
Well, let me say it to you this way, dear. As long as you keep pursuing and you keep communicating, they know you're hurting and they like it and they know they're in charge. And the sooner you cut them off and you don't bother communicating at all and just let them wake up on their own there, that they're not going to get over on you by doing what they've been doing. Because in their mind, they're getting over on you because they know you're still pursuing.
Got it. Okay.
So and I just keep stepping back. And even if they send a text or they send a fax or they send whatever, don't respond. Just don't respond. Don't be involved in it. Don't respond to it. I don't care what it is. You just don't respond to it. Because I feel with your daughter, when she responds to you, she responds to you because she wants something.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
And I'm just seeing you stepping back, and it's like, enough's enough. I'm not going to be treated like that.
Well, yeah, that's basically why I more or less cut them off, because I was getting the disrespect and I was doing everything for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, I've had enough. I mean, it's made me sick.
Well, congratulations, dear. You're strong enough to do that. I'm certainly looking at that as something that isn't easy to do, but I mean, you're strong enough to do that, which is great.
Right.
And I felt energy there with your daughter that I could see her wanting to come back around, and I don't see you opening the door. I just see you keeping the door shut. It's like I can see her wanting to come back around because she's really figuring some things out. But I just let her take a couple shots emotionally for her to wake up and grow up. And you're not going to go back to what you were doing. You're not going to go back to what you have done in the past in the sense of the way you did it. Because I see them both really self-centered, very manipulative. Your son is a sociopath. He has an attitude of doing that and being that way all the time. And I feel an energy with him that he's really nice and really sweet as long as someone has what he wants. And as soon as he gets from them what he wants, they're in the trash. It doesn't matter at all because he got what he wanted.
Oh, my God. You've got him pegged.
And I feel your daughter has some of the same traits, but has a soul, and she has a conscience, and she does get hurt over things. But I feel with her that she's practicing the idea that, well, if he can do it and get away with it, and he's certainly successful at it, I can do it and get away with it. I can be successful at it. It doesn't matter. And I'm just seeing you reach a point where you just cut them off because I feel there's a crisis coming up with your daughter that she's going to have in her life that I don't feel is life-threatening or anything like that. But I want to say she's going to want you to bail her out of whatever turmoil she's having.
Oh,
and I want to say I wouldn't even communicate with her about it.
Okay.
I just hang her out to dry here and let her figure it out because I don't see this as anything that's really anything drastic. But she's so used to the idea that if there's any type of problem, mom fixes it, mom pays for it, mom takes care of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was. I mean, you know, I did everything for them. So,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm paying the price.
Well, But
that's being spoiled kids, and that's what parents should not do. I'm warning you, parents, do not spoil your kids, because this is the end result, especially in in divorce situation.
Right. And I think you're absolutely right, Drew, but I see you doing better. Now, just recently, you've decided to work on the idea that it's like, I want to look better, I want to feel better, I want to get my hair fixed, I want to really look nicer.
Yeah, I'm working on that, but I have some medical issues, so it's taken me a little longer than I expected, but I'm working on it.
Well, I realize that's occurring, but I'm going to say it this way. Mentally and emotionally, you've started to really desire to take care of yourself, because there was a period of time there that you weren't.
Well, yeah, I didn't, I had... Because of my medical condition that I had months ago, I was really heavy. So I've lost over 40 pounds. So, I mean, I feel a lot better, and I'm getting stronger. So, yeah.
Well, I see you doing a lot better with that, dear. But I also feel with you, there were thoughts about surgery concerning the stomach area.
Not that I'm... There's issues with my stomach, but no surgery, at least not yet that I know of.
Well, let me describe it to you this way. I feel like there's been times that you looked at things and thought, is it my nerves? Am I overwhelmed by everything going on? In what way can I handle this or deal with this? And I really feel emotionally you've gone through so much in yourself that it has been very, very, very draining to you.
Yes, you're right.
And I see you getting back on track now where you're physically putting yourself first and stop any communication there of trying to send cards and birthday cards and all this stuff. Forget it. Send nothing.
Exactly. I know. I'm cutting. I really am cutting them off. Even though, yesterday was a rough day for me because it was the 28th year of the anniversary of my mother's passing. So yesterday was a rough day for me, somewhat of a rough day for me. And the fact that my kids aren't talking to me, it was kind of an emotional day for me yesterday. So I broke down and I just sent a little text, a little message to my daughter, I love and miss you and Brian. Normally I haven't written her, called her, nothing. I've just left her alone, because of yesterday, I just broke down.
Well, see, the energy I'm feeling there is this. I feel you're so used to taking care of their lives, and your life wasn't even on the list. And now you're starting to realize it's like, I really do need to take care of me and get me in order. And I think once you start doing that and revamp that, you're going to do a lot better.
You're right. Now, I know that. I know that.
So I know it's coming together. I know it'll be better. And I certainly see you doing better emotionally. I think that's going to make a major, major, major difference.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel very comfortable.
I'm already
emotionally better
now. I mean, I'm on my way to being emotionally better now that I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm on the way. And as far as taking care of myself, yeah, I'm doing my best under the circumstances that I'm dealing with. Medical-wise, I'm trying to do my best to look presentable when I go out and stuff, which I normally do anyway, even before I got sick, so.
Yeah, but remember something, though. I feel like you've had a blood disorder going on in your body. It has robbed you of energy. I feel it has disturbed you with your muscles. Your muscles at times have been cramping and sore.
Oh, my God, yeah. I have lymphoma.
Because they were showing me the swelling. And they were showing me the muscles being sore. I feel your fingers don't even work right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's once in a while my fingers get like spasms.
Yes. And they'll cramp right up. It's almost like a hammer toe type thing with your fingers. Your fingers will cramp up.
Yep, exactly.
I see you getting straightened around there, and I'm not a doctor, can't prescribe, but I do see you getting straightened around and feeling better. I also feel an energy with you of regrouping, emotionally regrouping, and getting yourself back on track here, because I feel like, now, again, I'm not a doctor, can't prescribe, but I feel like there's something about zinc, iron, calcium, potassium. I feel an energy with you that there's minerals in your body that are missing or very low, and it's putting your body in spasms, it's putting your muscles in spasms. I also feel my joints hurt.
Oh, my God. Well, let me explain. I've been, because of my Crohn's disease on top of everything else, I have Crohn's disease, which I'm fighting right now more so than lymphoma. Mm-hmm. Lymphoma, I'm in remission, thank God for that, knock on wood. You know, God's watching me there, so I'm blessed there. But the Crohn's disease is what's really affected me, and I've lost over 40-some pounds. And when I went to the oncologist for a checkup, she said I'm anemic because of the Crohn's. So I asked her, what could she recommend? The oncologist, what can you recommend to help me get some energy? And she said, nothing. I went, oh, my God. So I'm not very happy with my oncologist, but I've been taking iron, and I've been eating a lot of vegetables and fruits and things like that, and vitamins and things like that. So I am working myself back up.
Well, as you get yourself back up to power, dear, and you're going to be fine, and I really feel with you to go more the natural route is going to be an avenue you can take that you'd be successful at, and I can see your body responding. And I do feel with you to go to someone that's a naturopath doctor and check it out in the sense of a blood test to find out what's really lacking in your system. Because I see your system out of whack because you don't have the nutrients you're needing. And once you get your body to have the nutrients it's needing, I feel it feeding itself the nutrients, and you're going to feel so much better.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. You're a
God
dog.
Bless you there.
You're right
Thank
on
you.
Target.
Good. God
thank
bless you, honey.
You
take
God
care
bless.
Now. We'll send you some healing.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Take care. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for your support. Greg, once again, how do people reach you for a private session?
If they'd like to reach me for a private session, it'll be 877-947-8778. 877-947-8778 would be the phone number to reach me. If they'd like to do it on the website, that would be www.revgregorykeen.com. That would be www.revgregorykeen.com. And I'm back in Florida and open for business here and enjoying it. I have an office right here in Bonita Beach, Florida. I'm like 8 minutes from the water and right around Sanibel Island. If anyone's coming down to visit or they're going to be in the state here, just give a ring.
Okay, really great there. We're going to take a one-minute break here and going to let you guys know as we go into the final stretch here of the show, taking some more callers here. Again, we are, I will take some callers too that just simply can't donate if they're broke, Tigger or whoever, call in. But I do want to say to everybody listening tonight, we are still at $170, still need to raise to pay our Blog Talk bill. This is the only amount I ask from my listeners to help support all the other expenses we have to run this. I generate that through advertising and so forth. So we still need $170 tonight to move forward. If not raised tonight, then tonight will be the last show until it's raised, or maybe this is the last show. I don't know. I sure hope not. And there's too many people that get help from this show who have been on the brink of suicide, and if that alone is not worthy of contributing and helping, and not just helping others, but helping yourself, then I guess the show is really not for you. We're here to help souls, and a lot of people come to the show, and they're in really, really bad situation. I mean, this is a show that people come to for healing. So obviously people are going to come and not be in the best shape, and a lot of them not in the best shape financially. I haven't been either. You know, last year we lost our home in a foreclosure, but I'm still trying. But I can't do it all myself anymore. I do need your help and support. So tonight, I don't know if there's one person out there who can give the 170, but I don't know. But hopefully there's enough who can give 20, 25, 10, whatever, enough of them to pay the remaining balance, which is $170. How do you do that? Go to our website, journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org. Click on either buy a reading or click on the PayPal button and go to the screen, fill it out, and if you're calling in, let us know so we can get you up first and next, or however you put it. But bottom line is, please help and support the radio show tonight. And if you don't need a reading tonight and you give a donation, we can use it for another show, whatever show you want to use. The show's been on the air 4 years. We've done, oh my gosh, how many thousands of shows have we done? How many tens of thousands of free readings have we done? You know, there you go. If someone's willing to go through all my shows and count up all the free readings I've done, I'll give you a pass to Journey in the Light. But you got to have accurate totals. That would be interesting to know, because I know there is a lot. Again, please go to journeyintothelight.org. And I'm going to be back here. I'm going to drink a little bit of water. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
We're done now.
been on Journey of the Light in quite a while. Help Journey of the Light stay on the air. Please go to the website, journeyintothelight.org. The show's been on the air for 4 years. Tonight's a very crucial night. We are down to $150 still needing to be raised to pay our Blog Talk bill. It shouldn't be that hard. You know, I read how in the inaugural song by Beyonce, she was known to be wearing one pair of earrings that was valued at $1.5 million. Unbelievable earrings from people buying records and going to concerts and all that stuff. And here we are just trying to raise enough money for our Blog Talk fee. It doesn't... somehow it doesn't seem to match, to be right. If there's somebody out there who can give whatever amount you can, or maybe there's a special show out there that can cover the $150 tonight, if you go to our website. The website is journeyintothelight.org. Click on either buy a reading or click on the PayPal button. Buy a reading, you go through Google Checkout, you can use debit and credit cards, and PayPal you can check out there also. journeyintothelight.org. Please support the show tonight. Otherwise, this will be the last show until we can raise the $150. Okay, I'm going to continue on with my work, and that's helping people. And hopefully you guys will do your part on the other end. And let's join back in with Greg King to the show. Welcome back, Greg. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, welcome back. And let's take a few more calls here. And let's go to area code 770. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Daphne from Atlanta, Georgia.
And how are you tonight?
I'm fine.
That's good. What's your question?
I just want to know about my dad.
What would you like to know, dear?
How is he?
I keep seeing him over there instead of here. At times I feel with him he's not on the earth plane. Would you recognize he's in his own little world? He tunes things out and he's in his own little world?
Well, he's on the other side.
Right. That's what I'm saying to you is he's on the other side, but I felt like he was on the other side, but I feel him tuning things out. I feel when he was in the living, he tuned things out, and sometimes you really couldn't communicate. Correct?
I'm not sure.
Well, I see things working around you there because I see a gentleman in spirit that does love you and care. I feel he had a hard time communicating his love and emotions when he was in the living.
Can you tell me how he died? Or?
Honey, this isn't a test. This is all I want to give you. And when I pick up, I'll give you gladly. But it's not a test to say how he died and how this happened or how that happened. It's something that what I pick up is what I give. I feel an energy around you right now going through a turmoil where you've been having a little difficulty with finances. Correct?
Yes.
And he's shown me that you're going to get things straightened around where I feel like it's going to be a better energy for you, that you're going to have more money in your pocket, but I feel an energy for a while there. You were doing things because you didn't care, and you reached a point emotionally where you really didn't feel like you cared. True?
Mm-hmm.
Need your voice.
Uh-huh.
And you went through a period there that I feel was really rough on you emotionally.
I haven't been having a good love life.
Well, you haven't had a very good life right now because all this turmoil emotionally going on has been hard on you, and I feel the love life energy just hasn't worked at all, and I feel it's going to take a while for you to get back on track, but I'm seeing you starting to step back from someone and realize that I don't want someone in my life that's going to be so negative and manipulate so much. It's like I don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. True? and I feel more positive because I do see a change in jobs and I see more money.
I've thought about changing my job, you know.
I see a new job in front of you, and I see more money, and I see it certainly working better. I also feel energy of you having another lady in spirit that passed away, that when she died, I felt she went in her sleep. You can apply that? You can apply that?
What's the initial of that person?
I'm sorry, Anna, I didn't understand you.
You said somebody passed... Somebody just passed away recently?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they passed away, period. I'm not putting a time span on it. I'm just saying they passed away. I feel energy with them. They went in their sleep. They woke up on the spirit side of life. But I see them around you to help you, and I feel good energy with that, and I feel they love you and watch over you. But I'm seeing things working better for you. And going into the spring, I see you in a position where I feel it'll be a better position of work, money, security. I see more benefits in your hand. I do see a change in relationships. I see you having someone else in your life that's going to be good to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, I'm interested in this Jamaican guy. So.
Well, I'm going to say it simply, dear. Why do you need the problems?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you been getting tired of the games he plays?
Well, how much?
You think about it, dear. I think it's something there that you have to make up your mind to have harmony, and you haven't made up your mind to have harmony because you keep making excuses for them and looking at the idea of what potential you see in them that they would grow and change and be better. And you've been finding out they're not growing, they're not changing, they're not getting better. Okay.
Okay.
God bless you, dear. Have a good evening.
Oh, thank you.
All righty. Thanks for your call there. Let's go on here. Let's bring in Linda to the show. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Well,
what's your question?
I thank you for taking my call. Basically, you know, I just need guidance as far as, you know, my love life and my career right now. I'm kind of in limbo with both of them.
Well, let's say it this way. I feel like you've been putting up with things in the love life energy that you've allowed yourself to be involved in, but I feel you're now at a point where you started to feel like, why don't I let myself lower my standards and allow myself to accept less than what I should?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're not going to do that anymore, and you're really gaining strength. And I feel like you're going to gain enough strength just to really put your foot down and just say enough's enough.
That's right. But if things are going to, I mean, I keep feeling that, you know, and praying and just, you know, giving positive energy that, you know, maybe things are going to change with that situation, but am I banging my head against the wall?
Well, honey, at this point you got quite a bruise on your forehead. You've been banging your head pretty hard. Because I just see stepping back and it's like I'm no longer playing the game anymore.
Right. Okay.
And I do see work around you and money around you getting turned around because I'm seeing you getting back on track with where you want to be with money. Because I feel you had a period of time there that you weren't getting things financially in the order that you really wanted to have them in. And I feel like that's what you're now regrouping on. And I feel like that's something that your energy got diverted away from you and took care of all kinds of other things with other people, but you weren't really diverting the energy back to you to take care of you again.
Right, right. So I have a couple of directions to go. I mean, I really don't have concrete directions, but in my mind, I mean, in my will, I do. Which direction do you see me going in as far as career is concerned?
Well, name them.
Hello?
Name your career.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am in sales in the printing industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, I get the feeling with you staying with that for the moment as far as security, because I don't feel you drop something and go on to something else without knowing it's really solid. And I do see doors opening where you're going to have things be really solid. You're going to feel a lot better about it, a lot better with it. And I see it working for you in a really good way. So I know it's going to be there, and I know it's going to be something that's going to be uplifting to you, and I can see you being a whole lot happier and just not have all the turmoil.
Mm.
And I also feel another energy with you, too. You have been thinking recently that the area geographically that you've been living in, that at times you toy with the idea of leaving there.
Right.
And I feel that going into the summer, I see an opportunity for you with a new job, new position, which is geographically out of the environment you're in, and it would mean actually physically making a move to a new to another and new environment again.
Cool. North, south, east, or west?
Where are you at now?
Well, Providence.
Where's Providence there? Where? What town? What
Rhode
city?
Island. I'm sorry. Rhode Island.
Okay. I want to go to a point of going north of there, and I want to go back west of there. I feel there's an area you're going to look at, and I feel it's going to be another city. I feel there's going to be opportunities when you get on the computer and look. There's going to be opportunities to put resumes in, and I feel the one would surprise you and open up to you that it's a beautiful place. I feel like you'd have winter, but I feel like it's something that you'd really enjoy, all the people and all the friendships. And I'm also seeing the work being work you'd really enjoy doing and not have a problem with.
That's great. Thank you so much. Just, you know, as far as this person that I'm involved with now, is that going to be someone in my life? I mean, is it going to turn around for the better? Or is someone else coming to the picture?
I see someone else in the picture.
Yeah, okay, good.
I see someone else in the picture, and I see it working really well for you.
Great. And any time frame?
I would say spring to summer. I see the whole door opening for you with a new energy and get this other energy out of your life and not put up with it anymore.
You're so great. Thank you so, so much.
God bless you there. You take care of yourself.
God bless you, too. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
All righty. Take Bye-bye. Care. Good night. God bless, and let's see here. Let's take one more call or two, and that's going to do it tonight. Still needing to raise $150, please go to the site, journeyintothelight.org. And I forgot to mention, if you're looking at the show right now, you'll see also a picture of a LED light keychain, LED flashlight keychain, a Journey of Light product, the very first we have put out there. I'm going to send those out free for any people donating to the show tonight. A first Journey of Light LED flashlight keychain, and they work really, really good. Great thing to have. Let's go and bring in 520, I believe this is Lisa. Welcome.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Greg, hello. Thank you both for taking my call.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling relieved to talk with you. This morning, there was a woman that I was talking to. I was trying to help her out and offer her something to promote her work, and I do it for free with
mm-hmm.
the idea that in the long run I'll be creating a position for myself. And she was so rude, so nasty, and it's just I'm trying to work on letting that go and getting over it and healing myself. And it's just been one person after another. It's feeling that competitiveness, people, you know, stealing my work. And I'm trying to manifest a breakthrough on this.
Well, one of the first things around you here, I feel an energy. You have some people around you that want to say they're always out to get what they can get from you if they can, or from anybody. It doesn't matter if it was you. And I just see you begin to step back and not really give everyone such an open door, because there's a few times you've left the door wide open and people would take very easily. And I feel you're beginning to step back enough now where it's like, I'm not going to let myself be used anymore. I feel it's really upsetting you to go through that. But I feel you're at a point, you're in a real short period of time here, I see you coming to the point where I'm just not going to live the way I was living, because it's really been upsetting you to think that people could be so ruthless and yet want more. That woman actually wanted to take from you, but also would want more from you and kept asking you for more.
Yeah.
And I just see stepping back and realizing there are people out there in need. You don't mind helping and giving because they give back and they do it readily and easily and they're very sincere and they share. And then you have people in greed where it's like they want, they want, they want.
Yeah.
And I feel you're getting really tired of the ones that just want, want, want.
I know.
And you just recently been thinking that you wanted to organize things with writing and put together some writing that you haven't put together just yet.
Yeah.
Because I see your writing and I see it coming together for you. And I'm really seeing you happy with the results. I think you're going to do very well.
Thank you.
And you also have a gentleman in spirit that passed away that I felt when he died of cancer. He had a period of time of knowing he was sick and ill. And I feel he's with you and loves you and watches over you.
Okay.
Because I see him helping you in your life. But he's showing me that you went through a period of time there that not everybody realized this around you, but you had really a heavy-duty depression there for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said to me that you're coming out of it and you're doing better, but you still go through moods at times where sometimes you feel like, now what's next? What else is going to happen? How's it going to happen? And I felt worries you to think that it's like, okay, you know, am I really going to make it and get my life in order here?
I know. I keep doing these, like I did a presentation at a big conference, and I did that for free. And I'm working on manifesting an income. Do you see, in addition to the writing, do you see that happening, Greg?
I feel you will manifest the income, but I feel it's taking a little while there because a part of you really wants to just be so free and open and give everything. And you're realizing some of the people now are takers. And you're just going to revamp that and not let yourself give as much as easily, and you're deserving of having something in return. And I feel not only in a financial way, but looking at your life and saying, what do I really desire to have in my life overall? Because I feel like people don't know this, but you've gone through some depression energy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been busy giving, but yet, too, you're not giving to yourself completely. And there's people around you that are not giving to you either. They're taking from you, but they're not giving to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know you're going to do better with that. I see it as a better energy, and it's going to be more positive. It's going to take time to revamp.
Okay.
I know it's coming together for you. Also, who would be the woman in spirit dear that passed away that I felt when she died? She knew she was leaving. She knew she was sick, and her whole organ system gave out on her.
That was probably my great aunt, we called her grandmother.
Well, I see this woman with you, and I feel love there and a peace there, and she's around to help you.
Okay.
Because I see her watching over your life here. She's very close.
Yeah.
I feel happy that she's with you, and I see her watching over you in a way that's very loving. It's a very nice feeling.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. God bless you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Michael.
You're
very welcome. All right. God bless. Greg, that looks like that's going to do it for tonight. Thanks for coming on. And we'll see you in a few days on Sunday.
All right. You take care, Michael. God bless everybody.
You too. God bless, Greg. Good night. Okay, that was Greg Keen, now from Lilydale. He's now in Florida. And check out Greg. Greg always does amazing readings and help for a lot of people. Where do we stand now? Where do we go from here? We still have $150 that's somehow got to be paid. And I just don't know where we go from here. People love the show, but not enough people are willing to support it. and I don't know. I mean, you can love the show and thank, you know, and let me know about it and all that stuff, and I appreciate it. But there's still the thing to pay, and the truth of the matter is, it's got to be paid. Otherwise, there's no more shows. And again, the website, I've been giving it out all night. We've raised $100 tonight, and we still have $150 left. And I mentioned this last night, and we didn't raise a penny last night. And I don't know. I'm going to meet with some people, talk to some people that are, you know, my spiritual advisors, and you know, see if we should continue or move on to something else. I honestly don't know. I really thought with the show I did late last night that had so many listeners, about moving ahead in 2013, about making a difference, and I just think a post in the chat room says, which is very interesting, you do know, your heart's just hurting. And, you know, you're correct. What do I want to do? I want to continue the show. But there's fees involved, and we do have some sponsors. Do you see the ads on the show pages? Okay, so those are sponsors. And they take care of our other bills that we have. I mean, this is just a streaming bill. You know, when Michelle White Dove comes on, and that's another setback. Michelle White Dove will not be in town for the show on the 1st of February, and that's a very big hurt for Journey of Light. But it can't be helped because she's out of town. But Michelle White Dove used to say, you know, to me, Mike, you know, you raised, what, $250 tonight from her show? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, that's the blog talk fee, right? And I said, yeah. And Michelle said, you know, Mike, that's just a shame because this is just going, this, when she comes on, she's trying to help out the rest of our expenses. And then when she comes on, the money raised goes to the blog talk fee. So we ain't any better off. That's why I ask the listeners to help cover the expense of the blog talk fee, because all the listeners, not just the people calling in, get a advantage from listening to the show. But listening to the show, and since the show has to be produced and there's fees involved in it, is not free. Just like when you go work. I don't know anybody that works at a job that doesn't get paid. You know, even the hospitals. You know, technically, people could work there for free, or at the dentist, or at the place where they change your oil. And if they all worked for free, the service would be a lot cheaper, wouldn't it? And so many hateful people come through my show and tell me that I should work for free. But yet I've asked over and over, please show me anybody that's working for free and has a family to support. No one's come forward yet. And I also have put out the challenge that if you think this is so easy to do and you don't need any money to do this, then do it for 4 years, the same amount of hours that I do, and see if you can do it for free. If you can, for 4 years, let me know, and I will bow down to you, and I'll quit, okay? But there's nobody that can give their time, especially when they have a family to support, and do it for free. And not just do the show for free and all the hours that are put into the show. And I'll guarantee you one thing, it's not just showing up to the show and saying, okay, who in the chat room wants to do readings? Okay, you. You know, that show doesn't take any kind of work to do. But when you bring on these big guests, and that's a lot of work. Most of the guests that come on here that are the big names, it takes anywhere from 1 to 1/2 a year to get them to come on the show. But that's all that. Right now, we just need somebody to step forward that can donate enough so we can get this done and over with. You know, some people post on wherever, Facebook or whatever, and they say that that the show is a cash cow. A cash cow. This is being said to a person who lost their house, who their house was foreclosed on. We lost everything. And this is a cash cow? Oh, my God. If this was a cash cow, I wouldn't have lost my house, would I? And people can say that stuff. It's incredible. Incredible. But that's their karma. And they can deal with that. And woke up today and or this morning, and I posted, and I did a little show last night about making a difference in 2013. And I started off the show, and I did it about 6 in the morning or 5 in the morning. And I said that Diane in Canada says that's crazy thought saying that. About the cash cow. Oh, my gosh. But I said this morning on the show I did, I said, there's a huge challenge ahead of raising this $250 in one day. Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, told me it would be okay. People would come through. And I posted and I said, I believe in God, I believe in spirit, but it seems like a big mountain to overcome. And I know God is great and wonderful and loves us, and he can create anything and do anything for us. But I look tonight and we're, what, 2 hours away from midnight Central Time. And we're still $150 short. So So did the miracle happen today? Only 2 hours left for the miracle to happen, and so far, nothing. So, yeah, tonight's not over, but someone finally, what's your first name? Let us know. I like calling people by their first names instead of Brianda. And Brianda says, tonight's not over. And that's true, but I am going off the air in just a minute, and I don't know of anybody that's going to be coming through to our website, journeyintothelight.org. And Brianda says, I have gotten $5 to roll into a shelter to save dogs on fumes at 4:59 when it closes at 5. And that's really great. That's sweet. And Brianda rescues animals. That's a beautiful thing you do, you know? It really is. You should start your own blog talk show, you know, and encourage others to do what you do. There are so many ways we all can help our fellow beings. And classroom, good night. Sorry you're not feeling so well. And I'm glad, Brianna, you don't give up. So, I am going to sign off. I will do a posting on Facebook. And we'll see if the miracle happens in 2 hours. I'm saying my prayers, and I hope you guys say your prayers. And through prayer, anything is possible, of course. And if you're not on my Facebook yet and you're a listener, please send me a friend request. I like to get all my listeners on my Facebook. I only have room for listeners because I've been at the 5,000 limit for a long time. So I can't add too many people, but I will add my Joe listeners. There's the link in the chat room. And Brianna, go ahead and send me your friend request. I'll be glad to have you aboard. And anybody else that is here and still listening to the show. Also, my link to my Facebook, in case you're listening in archives, is on the front page of the radio page. So, okay, well, keep checking this radio channel here for any new shows overnight that I might be doing. And I do thank you guys for being here late at night here in the chat room. Dying in Canada, get yourself some rest. Brianna, it's so nice to meet you. I hope you come to all my shows. I am on Sunday through Thursday here on Journey of Light, and then Saturday I do a show with Jenny Satori another beautiful soul. And we do a show called Quantum Rewind Radio on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern. And I believe this Saturday we will be on. We've had a couple of weeks off on Saturdays. Last week I was really sick and couldn't be on. But I believe this Saturday is a go. So remember the website, journeyintothelight.org. Okay, well, I'm going to close on out. I'm going to play a song here for Kat in the chat room, if Kat is still awake, one of her favorite songs. And many thanks for being here, everybody. Many blessings to you all, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. And we will see you soon, hopefully. Good night, everybody.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby. Oh,